Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, August 13th at 5:43 p.m. Pacific, 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA and the chair of this committee. And we are going to start by calling the roll by our secretary, R. Paul Martin from WBAI. R. Paul, could you call the roll?
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
John Cromshaw. Marcus Jennings.
That's here.
Here.
John, okay. John Cromshaw? No. Marcus Jeter?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman? He's probably still muted. Tony Norman?
John Cromshaw, did you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay.
Now
John
we can.
Cromshaw is here. Is Tony Norman here?
He was.
Everybody's trying to mute and unmute at the same time, so we'll come back to Tony Norman. Michael Novick?
Can you hear me? Tony Norman here. Hello?
Tony. Now we can, yes.
That's Tony. Okay, Tony All Norman. Right. Michael Novick. It will pass there. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Mene Jisaba?
Michael Novick is here.
Okay, Michael Novick is there. Mene Jisaba? Raul Salvador.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's 10, so we have a quorum.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you, R. Paul. So we have a draft agenda that was sent out at 2:46 Pacific, 5:46 Eastern. To the committee. I'm just going to read it out loud for the stream, and then we can decide if we want to go with it or modify it. I'm hearing a really bad echo feedback, which I expect is on the stream, so I'm going to say it again. Please mute. Please mute your phones if you're not talking, because it makes it hard for people that are listening. Okay, so the agenda is roll call, number one, approve agenda, number two, approve minutes, number three, an update on the audit status, number four, budget extension motions that we are expecting, although we will have to entertain them, from WPFW, WBAI, KPFK, and KPFA. Six is scheduling budget reviews, which follows the motions, since depending on the results of those motions, we'll have an idea for how to schedule all of these budgets upcoming. Number seven is the crowdfunding effort platform project, and I'm interested maybe in postponing that to the other side of the budgets. We'll see. And number eight is a piece of new business that I'm putting on the agenda about the BAI transmitter. So are there any additions or changes to the agenda, or would someone like to move for passage?
Okay, Tracy, this is Jim.
Yeah.
Could we get just a general update of WBAI finances?
Sure. R. Paul, would you be willing to do that within the budget extension conversation for BAI? And Raul as well? Or should we put in a separate item? Hello?
Paul?
I was on mute. Jeez, I'm not used to being on mute. And it takes a second to pull the phone down. And now the wire is tangled. Okay. I'm old and I'm used to doing things a certain way, and I usually don't put it on mute, so I forgot. Okay. And the question was, do I want to do it during the budget extension motions? I suppose I could, but you're going to need, I mean, I don't have tons of pithy information, and I don't have a lot that everybody doesn't have. I assume most people have most of the information. But I do have a number of things I need to say, and they should go on here somewhere. So I can put them into the budget extension motion part, although I'm not sure it's entirely on topic right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to do it separate item, in that item, I'll just say it, whatever.
Okay, how about we insert it between item 4 and 5? That would be after the audit update and before the budget extension motions.
Okay, and what will the item be named?
WBAI update.
How boring. That will do.
I'll liven it up.
Yeah, well. Okay. So that was the one commitment. Are there any others?
Can you hear me?
I can, Tony.
Michael Novick.
Okay, so Tom, did you have something you wanted to add to the agenda? No.
Hello? I was just trying to. Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hi, Tony.
I was just trying to mute. I wasn't trying to say anything, but I'm just.
Okay.
Okay.
Michael, did you have something for the agenda? Yeah.
This is Michael. Am I audible?
Yes,
you are.
Okay. Yes, I emailed you and Raul a query from the Elections Committee regarding the costs of the 2012 elections, mm-hmm. and if there's anything that was budgeted in fiscal year 2013 that's still available for the 2013 elections. So I'd like a little bit of time on the agenda at least to address that question. We can get some answers.
Okay. Would it be reasonable to put that on after we deal with all the budget extensions and the budget scheduling?
Yeah.
It would be right after that.
That's fine.
Okay. So that would put it, I guess, between 6 and 7?
Okay.
Okay. Our Paul, have you got that?
What are we calling it?
Election accounting. Are there any other amendments to the budget? I'm sorry, are there any other amendments to the agenda? My budget's on the brain.
Who's making a motion to approve the budget? I did it. To approve the agenda.
Nobody has yet. That's the next question.
I move to accept the agenda as amended.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, the agenda is approved. We have a set of minutes from our open session meeting at the end of July. I think the date is July 23rd. Okay, those were sent out within the last 24 hours. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve them or to amend them?
I'll move to approve the minutes of the July 23rd meeting.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? All right. Approved unanimously. Okay. So that will bring us to an update on the status of the audit, which I assume we're going to get from Raul. So, Raul, could you tell us a little bit about where things stand?
Yes, definitely. Last week on Wednesday, the first draft of the audited financial statements for 2012 was presented to us by the auditors. Are you there? Hello?
Yes,
we are.
There's some echo. We reviewed that. We were going to send it to the audit committee. However, upon review here internally at the office, we found some little discrepancies on the accounts and the totals are correct, but it's just the breakdown that the auditors presented was a little bit off from what we have in our books here. So we did a little bit of reconciliation. We went back and forth with the auditors. And today, after a couple of days, we had finally gotten a corrected draft. And ready to be presented to the audit committee. So we have that done, and we're just going to send it first thing in the morning tomorrow. I needed to look at it. It was just sent about 45 minutes ago. So I needed to look at it another time. And so by tomorrow morning or later tonight, I would probably send it to the audit committee for their review and get some feedback from them. Excuse me. As I have indicated in the past, the good news about this audited financial statement is that we have eliminated the going concern issue in the auditor's opinion. So we have a pretty much clean opinion this year. There's no qualification. We've gone through a couple of discussions with the auditors. There's a couple of qualifications on the some of the prior period adjustments. We convinced the auditors that that is not a an issue for qualification of their opinion. Hence, the opinion was changed to a clean opinion. So it's pretty much done, and so we're just ready to present to the audit committee for their approval. In addition to that, we're also down to the wire with the tax return that's due in 2 days. According to our tax manager at our auditor's company, that the tax has been finalized and it's being reviewed by their tax partner. We should have something by tomorrow for signature so that it will be returned on time on August 15th. So that's the update on both the audit and the tax return.
Ms. Barbara, with a
question.
May I ask my question, Tracy?
Yeah, we'll take a stack for questions. I hear Barbara. Who else?
Or Paul.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, Barbara, then, or Paul.
Raul, when you say the tax return, are you speaking of the 990 form?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, or Paul.
The chair can correct me if this is something we shouldn't do here, but should go to audit. But given what has been said in the past and the going concern notations from auditors on the previous audits, I'm a little confused here because I would think that in order to remove those notations, that Pacifica would need to be in better shape than it had been in those previous years. And as we can sort of see, and, you know, especially events of the past week, I don't understand how we're in so much better shape as of, you know, the previous fiscal year.
What the previous administration have neglected to defend on that going concern issue is a compelling argument that despite the fact that Pacifica Foundation as an organization had suffered some deficits in the last few years, Pacifica Foundation, year after year, is going to be a going concern, and the going concern issue is good for a year after the presentation of the financial statements. Hence, a compelling argument is that with all our resources and our assets free of encumbrances, the auditors agree that our organization would last more than a year. And that is the only going concern qualification. Is the company going to be in business or in operations in the 12 months' time after the presentation of the audited financial statements? And in their opinion, with all our assets that it is a not a going concern issue, looking at our properties and our resources.
Okay, so that means, in the opinion of the auditors, Pacifica will make it to September 30th of this year.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
And that should have been done in the past. That should have been eliminated if there was somebody here that had presented a compelling argument. Unfortunately, there was a lack of people that can talk to the auditors and justify that the going concern issue is not really an issue with Pacifica, at least for the 12 months after each presentation of the financial statements. Any other questions?
Well, I have a comment.
Sure.
It sounds like you are the person who has been able to make this compelling argument, and I want to thank you.
You're welcome. I saw, even before I joined Pacifica, I looked at the financial statement, and I was pretty much concerned about the going concern issue in the auditor's opinion published on your website, on the website of Pacifica Foundation at that time. And when I look at the balance sheet of Pacifica Foundation, any accountant or controller or CFO should be looking into that and should not allow the auditors dictate the result of the audit, and they should be able to talk intelligently with the auditors. And obviously, the Pacifica, and one of the reasons I'm still here is that because I believe in Pacifica. I think there is a there's justification that Pacifica will go over the these challenges and become a very self-sustaining organization.
Thank you, Raul. Okay.
Thank you.
What I'm going to suggest at this point is that we wait until the audit draft is released, at least to this committee, and then we can have a little further conversation at that point. Okay.
I have a question. Did you say you want a copy of the draft as well?
I don't think this committee will...
Because it's an audit committee or something.
Yeah. It's the audit committee that will be discussing it and dealing with it. I don't think it's a bad thing to CC it to this committee.
Okay.
But if you want to wait until the audit committee has had a look at it and then send it to us, that would be fine too.
You know, I'd like to do that. I just didn't. I thought it was going to be restricted to the audit committee, but I would love to have your feedback as well. So
yeah, they're the ones whose input will be, shall we say, higher level.
Yeah,
because they are the audit committee. But it's okay for us to look at it too. Okay, so that brings us to a WBAI update. I think what I'm going to do is let R. Paul kind of kick it off, and then Raul will probably have some things to contribute.
Okay.
Manager is not with us, so I think it will just be the two of them. So if the two of you would say what you have to say, then we'll go to questions.
Okay. All right. We've been going over WBAI's problems in this committee for quite some time, so basically everybody, I think, knows what's going on here. And you'll remember that Pacifica Management sent everybody who, all the paid staff at BAI, layoff notices effective July 15th. There were meetings with the union, SAG-AFTRA, and Summer Reese, our interim executive director. And in those negotiations, the time got pushed back to July 30th, and then it got pushed back some more. The basic bottom line is that negotiations were over and finished with this past Friday, August 9th, And so Summer Reese came up and went on the air on WBAI at 4:13 p.m. And WBAI has indeed had the predicted massive layoffs. In talking to the general manager, he reports to me that WBAI has now gone from approximately 19 FTEs to somewhere between 7 and 7.5 FTEs. And so, you know, a whole lot of people have been laid off, fired, whatever you want to call it. And basically, there are some... Immediately, I don't know that we're going to see much of a savings. You never do in these things, but it's even more complicated than that in this particular case. One of the things that's happening is that most of the people left are being put on halftime. And how can they live on that? I mean, there's already grumbling from some of what you could call the survivors saying, well, you know, what they're going to do is find another job because it's New York City. Living on halftime is just not possible. Your rent in general is usually more than your halftime salary. And this could be this massive cutting could be destabilizing for that reason, because you're going to have people who are now let go, and they're going to be scrambling for jobs, and some of them will certainly be finding some. And then you're liable to have some of the people who are left in the pretty short term going, and then others, by attrition, will end up having to go. There are very few people who can live on a halftime salary in New York City. So this could have some interesting consequences, you know, with people, you know, having to hire people, having to fire people, and then, you know, like 8 or 10 weeks later, having to hire some of the people, some people, into jobs and train them, and who's going to train them. And so there are a lot of questions with how that's going to work. I do not understand this. For background, I was chief steward at WBAI. I was a shop steward at BAI for 14 and a half years, so I understand a lot of the union issues at BAI specifically. And it's a little strange to me that so many people are on unlivable wages. In the negotiations, seniority appears to have been ignored in some cases. So there could be a lawsuit over that, you know. So there's that. And there's another problem, possibly a problem, with people not getting a lot of the details in writing. Except for the initial layoff notice, everything has been verbal. And some people, I think all, probably all those people, are owed severance and vacation days. They may be owed some extra for the payrolls that were missed in April and May, because there's usually a penalty if you miss 5 days or more. One person reports being told that he will not get his severance for some months, possibly a year from now. And that could be a problem, because among other things, people are suddenly getting chopped and they have
to... Paul, I'm going to kind of cut you off here. Some of this has been addressed in the union negotiations, and I think we're getting a little bit outside of... In other words, you're presenting one side without the other side, and it's all hearsay, and I think we should probably not entirely go there.
Okay, I'll just say okay. I'm not sure that everything's in writing. Moving on for the final two things, the interim executive director announced that she doesn't know, she didn't know last Friday how four of the Pacific units are going to be paid on Thursday, and that includes BAI, so... there's that. And then I'll say that at BAI, there are, of course, all sorts of people, and the real life of what's going on is getting mixed in with magical thinking and politics, which is not making anything any easier at all. I was very amazed when Summer was on the air. She took phone calls, and, you know, the people calling in had apparently never heard of any problem whatsoever, even though we've been screaming about our problems, deep, serious problems, for at least 2 or 3 years here. a lot of people calling up, and they were, you know, totally naive about all of this. And then other people are grinding axes. And now we have an interim program director, WBAI, and programming changes have been implemented in terms of the time slots that were formerly occupied by paid staff, paid hosts, because all the paid hosts are laid off. Basically, they have some few people as operations and management. There will probably need to be a hire very soon of a mail clerk because, unfortunately, our mail clerk passed away like 10 days or 2 weeks ago. So that was also another thing that's happened. So there will probably be a need for somebody to be hired there and start learning how to deal with the WBAI mail situation because our previous guy, Richie Arakelian, had been dealing with this for like 20 years, so he really knew the ins and outs of getting the premiums out and all of that. So so there's that too. And anyway, so the interim program director is Andrew Phillips, whom some of you know, and he has already implemented as of yesterday new programming for the segments of the day parts that are that used to be occupied by paid hosts. It is a lot of it is from KPFA, KPFK, and that's what we're getting in for now. And he has announced there are plans to fill in that space over time in other ways. And that's pretty much my report right now.
Tracy?
Oh, sorry, speaking into mute. Raul, is there anything that you would like to add?
I don't really have anything to add. I think our poll had shared more than I already know, but just wanted to reiterate that we're still under, we're still talking to the union and the employees as well on how the severance are going to be paid. We are going to make sure that the employees are going to be taken care of. We're looking into their possibility of their going into the unemployment immediately so that they will have some sustainable income. The severance payment that's going to be accorded to them we want to make sure that the severance payment will not interfere with their ability to receive that unemployment benefits. So that's why we're really taking a very serious look on how we're going to structure the severance payment. And that's how it's. That's the reason why it's being still under negotiated. It's for the benefit of the employees that we make sure that they get the benefit of the unemployment system, and as well as the full benefit of the severance payment entitled to them. And that's about it.
Our poll for a fast,
okay.
Short thing.
Yes, I don't want to do too many questions because we do have a whole bunch of budget extensions to deal with, and they will take some time. But I heard our Paul wants to say something. Who else?
Jim.
Jim, okay, so echo is still terrible for me. But, okay, Jim and our Paul. Anybody else? Okay, our Paul followed by Jim.
Okay, very fast. Could I request that the CFO or the IED write out what the CFO has just told us here and send that in writing to the WBAI paid staff because that would help.
Yeah, I will confer with the with Summer and see what kind of notice we wanted to tell them. I was really involved heavily on the budget and the on the budget and the audit completion and the tax returns. And I'm just getting updates here and there from Summer, but I certainly would sit down with Summer and see what has been communicated and what needs to be communicated.
Okay, that sounds like a yes. Jim, you are next.
Yeah, I just, Paul, you said that there were 7 FTEs. Does that mean that there are more than 7 employees?
Hold on. You know what? Let me go right into where I have it and read what I'm able to on open stuff here from the general manager. Okay. Actual employees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 as paid staff. There will have to be a 9th added there as the mail clerk. Again, it's probably going to be probably half-time. I'm not sure. And then we have the general manager and the operations director is full-time.
Mm-hmm.
So now one of the one of the 8 persons is the operator. And the the tower engineer, it's listed as here. The chief operator is the official FCC term, and a chief operator is going to be isn't half time. It's much less than half time. There's that. But everybody else is of those 8 people, everybody else is half time.
Wow.
So that's like 4 FTEs there. Then you've got plus 2, which is the general manager and the operations director. So that's 6. And, pardon me, the general manager told me, plus they're going to need a couple of other folks for things. And so he's projecting between 1 and 1.5, 1 1/4 FTEs added to what there is right there.
Okay. My other question is, how did that the last fund drive go? Did it get better?
Oh, let me go right into that. Let's see here. Okay, we have total. $257,410, and the general. We had a meeting, a local finance committee meeting on July 31st, and I brought up the stated goal of $1 million to the general manager, and it seems like this was something of a miscommunication, because I said, you know, this was a summer thon for like 2 weeks, and those usually have something on the order of a $350,000 goal. And suddenly we've got one that's close to three times that size, $1 million. And he explained the $1 million is actually supposed to be for our needs to get out of the fiscal year and into the beginning of FY14. And this is what we need overall, not just as the goal for this particular thon. And so there's been a miscommunication of some sort here. And, I asked him if he would please clarify that to everyone in the world. I'm hoping he will do so. But right now, if you look at 257, 257 out of a million is total disaster looking, but 257 as opposed to 350 isn't nearly that bad. It's like, you know, we got about 2/3 of our goal, sort of. We got slightly more than 2/3 of our goal, which isn't that good, but it's a lot better than 1/4 of our goal.
Right. Okay, any more questions, Jim?
That's it.
Okay. Anything else, or shall we move on the agenda?
I had one question.
Okay, go ahead.
Where are you all in terms of the center? Up to date on that, or how it's on that?
Okay, you were breaking up. I couldn't hear that.
The antenna.
Oh, the antenna. The general manager has told us that we were putting that off. As of July 31st, we were not paying that on time. And there is a grace period, so that missing it on Thursday, August 1st, didn't bring the house down. And, you know, the grace period's up by now, and I haven't gotten an update on that from the general manager. So I am not sure that I'm not sure if we've paid the antenna rent as of yet. I will note, however, that we did come in quite late in May, and they didn't go after us. So maybe if we're too late past the grace period, maybe we're lucky again. We have an LSP meeting tomorrow night, and I expect the general manager to give us a full report on that then.
Okay. Thank you, R. Paul. Any other questions? Okay. So we're going to move the agenda to what I expect will be several budget extension requests. I think probably the simplest thing is simply to go around the horn to everyone but Texas, and I will just make the brief announcement for the stream that the KPFT LSB approved budget with one minor modification was passed by the Pacifica National Board at the last PNB meeting, so KPFT's budget process is complete, and they will now get to sit on the committee and watch everybody else. So thank you Jim and Richard both, and to the KPFT GM and the KPFT business manager. It was a good process. Okay, which brings us to everybody else. I was thinking that the best way to do this might be to go around and let each treasurer give us a little status report, and then at the end of that status report, if you could give us a motion, either on behalf of yourself or behalf of your LSB, whichever way you define it, for what you would like the NFC to do, if you are asking for an extension, and if so, for how long. Is that reasonable?
Sure.
Okay. I think we're going to start. I'm going to do them in the order that's on the agenda, which is totally random, and the order on the agenda starts with WPFW. So, Marcus, you'll kind of start off there. And as always, if the ranking PNB member on the committee wants to say something after the LSB treasurer says something, we'll hear that first before we go to questions and discussion. So, Marcus, at WPFW, and do you want anything from the committee?
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, good. So we've had a good meeting. And we have another meeting scheduled this week. I think we're making progress. I also had a wonderful email from the CFO, who's going to provide some information. So I think we're making progress. I think that we will get a budget completed ASAP. I certainly would like NFC to grant us a extension in large part because, as many of you know, we currently don't have a business manager, and we've not had a fully functioning business manager for quite some time. So I think that in part has caused us to get behind the ball. And how long of an extension? Hard for me to say. We have a meeting scheduled on Thursday, and I'll know a lot better how long of an extension then. I guess as long as we're going to try to complete the budget as soon as possible, and whatever extension can be granted would be most helpful and appropriate.
That's okay, it. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's it.
Okay. Well,
can I add something to what Marcus just said?
Yes, please, Raul, please.
Okay.
Okay.
I just, Yeah, just so for everyone's information, Marcus was right. WPFW does not have a business manager at all, not even a part-time one at this point. So I have spent a considerable amount of time with the general manager there, John Hughes, today, trying to get the information updated. He had a very rough draft of the budget, and I helped him put that into the budget template, and we pretty much completed the rough information on the budget, and he will review what we just inputted today, and then so that it will be ready for presentation to the LSB. And like I said, it's really a very tough time for WPFW. We're not having a full-time business manager. I can only appreciate or sympathize with them on what they're going through, and despite the fact that this is the situation, I think both the management and the LSB are doing their best to really be proactive in this process. So I would suggest that an extension for them would be fair. That's it.
Okay, I am going to push back a bit, and we can have a discussion. And the pushback that I'm going to make to you, Marcus, is I need you to make a specific request as the LSB treasurer for a period of time. We can't respond to We can't respond to an undifferentiated request. If the committee doesn't support the amount of time that you asked for, then we'll let you know what we will support. But I need you to basically put an opening gambit on the table. How much time would you like?
I don't have the schedule in front of me, but just arbitrarily, I would request we have a 30-day extension.
Okay, good. Now we know what we're discussing. Okay, Tony Norman, do you have anything you want to add before we go to open discussion?
Just to say that, yes, we're all working diligently to try to come up with a budget. We are working on it. All sides are diligently working on it, so that's a plus. And I would support the things that Marcus just said and his request for an extension. But we are making progress, and I think we're going to get there. We'll get to the mountain.
Okay. So what the committee needs to keep in mind is basically what we've heard, the fact that we're going to have to go through a review process, and so is the PNB, and we're trying to get that all done by September 30th. And, of course, you know, that we have 7 documents to pass through this committee, time-wise. So taking all of that into account, we'll make a decision. And the decision can be that we will grant the month-long request, that we will grant an extension but not for that long, or that we will not grant an extension. Those are the,
I have a question.
The 3 options. Yeah.
I have a question. What was the date that the extension was asked? To what date?
They're asking for 30 days. That would put us into early September, September 13th or September 15th. So it would be very up against the wire in terms of our September 30 deadline.
We don't have 30 days.
Yeah. I have a comment if I may. Let me know.
Okay. What we generally do is kind of straw poll people's temperature. And I know it's hard when you're asking for something, Marcus and Tony. But you don't need to respond to every comment. Just let people put their thoughts out and share them with the other members of the committee, even if you think that what they're thinking is abundantly unfair. You will get a chance to respond. I just kind of want to get people to air where they're at. Okay?
Barbara, with a question.
Okay, so there's a stack. Barbara's on it. Who else wants to be on it?
Jim,
anybody else? Richard, I think you said something off the cuff, so do you want to be on the stack and fill it out a bit?
Yeah, okay. Just put me on the stack.
Okay. Anybody else? I think it's good to get as many people sharing what they're thinking as possible. Okay, well, we'll start there. Barbara, you're up.
Well, originally I interpreted what Marcus was saying that he meant 30 days from...
All the budget's done if we have somebody, a station coming in latter part of September.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we can do it. Because that's going to make the NFC having weekly meetings through September.
Yes, they could have that effect.
You know, and it may be better to have some LSBs take a little bit of heat and do some special meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think Richard was on the staff next. Richard? Richard, are you there?
I'm coming. It bothers me that it's the end of August and people are kind of going, yeah, you know, we're going to kind of get it together here. My question, I guess, and the management's not present to answer it, but... wasn't it known prior to tonight that there was no functioning business manager some time ago? Wasn't that known some time ago? I guess there's no way to answer that.
It's the answer.
It concerns me that the general manager has let this get to this point. And I don't think we have, you know, not only does this committee have to take time to approve these things, but there's the national budget is contingent on all these being approved so that they can get those numbers and put theirs together. And this is not fair to them. And I don't see why, just because we give these things, have given these things in the past. I was talking that when we first got here in February that we need to be on these budgets. And apparently some people were just kind of coasting out there, that, you know, and it bothered me a whole lot that this budget is not ready to go.
Okay. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken on the PFW budget who wants to?
I'd like to respond when I get a chance.
I understand.
Okay, so there's no more temperature taking. Yeah, we'll go to responses, Tony, and then Marcus, if you want to.
Just been some of the concerns that Richard raised. I mean, of course, we want to get the budget done, but I don't think you can. I don't want to get into this blame game. It's not necessary. It's not the responsibility. It was not the fault of the general manager. I mean, because of the. Yes, we knew that we didn't have a business manager, but that didn't stop the pace of our working on the budget. We also had a new CFO, and now the one of the things the general manager wanted was to get actual. Still, I don't even think we have those. That's what he really wanted to have the budget with. But with those things under consideration and working with the CFO, I think we can get there. I don't, once again, because of the unusual circumstances that we've had here at WPFW with the issues that are going on here and the issues with the new CFO and getting our numbers in, that's the reason why we, and to be quite frank with you, even if we had the business manager on the part-time, we probably would still be in the same time line that we're on in terms of budget, similar to last year. And that reason being, something which, for some reason, we can't get our actuals for last year, which would have been very helpful getting the budget out. And that had a lot to do with it. So, but I think between now, we're meeting, the Finance Committee is meeting this week, and if we call a special meeting before the end of this month, I think there's a high probability we'll have it all wrapped up before the end of the month.
Okay. All right, I'll put myself on the stack if no one else wants to be there. Oh, God, this echo is horrible. But anyway, I appreciate what people have said. I understand the level of chaos at WPFW. It's not low. I understand the difference between having a business manager at the station and not having a business manager at the station, and it does have an impact on the ability to produce these documents. But I also want to be fair to the Finance Committee, and I want to be fair to the whole PNB, which, in my estimation, needs to be looking at these budgets and not rubber stamping them. So my sense of what's fair here and sort of takes into account both of those concerns would be an amendment to what the Treasurer is asking for to the end of the month, which is August 31st. I'm not saying that a further extension, if required, is off the table. I don't know the answer to that, but I certainly don't feel comfortable at this point in time issuing a blanket okay for that. And I don't think it's impossible, given the way that you've described where you're at, to get this done by the end of the month. It is, after all, only August 13th. So I think I'm going to put an amendment on the table for an extension to August 31st, because I do feel that the Finance Committee and the PNB deserve the same amount of time to deal with all eight of their budgets as the LSBs take to deal with their one budget. So that would be my amendment, and I'm going to leave it on the table. Okay, so that's where we are. Of course, anyone else can put in an amendment and vote yes or no on these things. Is there any more discussion? Do we want to go to a voting process?
This is Barbara with a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be easier or valuable to hear the other statements about extensions, because it'll take us time to deal with each one of these budgets, and I just thought maybe hearing what the others are requesting, or I feel my request went through in emails, and it's a kind of different picture than what Marcus was just dealing with. And so then we might be able to see the logical schedule that's going to happen. Who's going to be ready first and second and third?
I'm going to actually...
I'm just, you know,
yeah.
just suggesting...
No, I hear you. I hear you.
And voting later.
I'm going to actually veto that, and the reason that I would veto that and the reason that we have the policy kind of the way that it is that, I mean, first of all, we've gone through budget update cycles, and we've heard from each treasurer about how the budget process is proceeding at every meeting for the past four or five meetings. So if we've been listening to each other, we should have an idea of where the process is at all of the stations. My preference would be that the committee deal with each situation independently. I don't think pitting one situation against the other is quite fair. I think we should deal with each situation on the merits. And the order, as I said, is completely random. It wasn't set up in any way to for one thing to inform the other. And my preference would be that rather than sort of, what's the word, picking some stations to accommodate and some stations not to accommodate based on everything, that we really deal with each situation independently. In other words, the WPF situation has merit to offer an extension based on the circumstances and facts around that particular station. I think that's the fairest way to make the decision.
Well, and I wasn't intending to pit anybody against anybody. That wasn't the purpose.
Yeah, no. I'm not. I'm just talking about what the downside would have been of doing it that way.
Question?
I mean, the extension should be granted because we feel that there's a good reason to extend them, is what I'm saying. Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
I'm not understanding here. A is not asking for an extension, are they? They've already handed in their
budget. No, I'm not.
No what?
I'm not asking for another extension, no.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. Okay,
thanks. Richard?
Didn't I ask my question? I was just asking for clarification. I didn't think A was asking for an extension, but then I wasn't sure. A is not asking for an extension. Y'all hear me on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That's all.
Tracy, are you there? Okay, I think we've lost Tracy. Yes, KPFA has in fact sent us their budget proposal, so they don't need an extension. It's here. Although I will say that we do have a little problem, some of us, opening up the spreadsheet. All right, Tracy, you back? All right. Is there any further debate on the motion or the amendment? A lot of beeps. I think people are going in and out of mute as I've had to do.
Right. This is Michael Morning. Am I audible?
Michael, yes. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I succeeded in opening up the attachment with OpenOffice. I couldn't open it with my version of Excel, but it did open with OpenOffice. So if anybody else wants to try that.
Thanks for telling us that.
That's what I've been trying to open it with, and it's, let's see, is it still hanging here? Yeah, it's still hanging an hour and a half later.
I will communicate this problem to our business manager so she can send it again tomorrow, I guess.
If it's any help, this is Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to open it, but then I shut my computer down, started back up, and I got it.
Good.
I had trouble before, but I had to shut it down and try.
Okay. Is there any further debate on the motion to extend or the amendment to that motion? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on the amendment? All right. Let me recap.
Okay, our Paul.
Yes?
Is the amendment to go to the end of the month or to our next meeting?
Okay. I will read the two the two things. The first is the motion. The main motion is to grant a 30-day extension to WPFW for their LSB approval of their budget, and that would be 30 days from now. And today is August 13th. The amendment is to make the extension to August 31st. Okay? So,
our call, I'd like to make an amendment to the amendment.
Okay.
I'd like to amend it to our next meeting date, the 27th, so that we can get it on the 27th. And I'd like to make that the amendment.
Okay, this is Richard?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to make the... you want to make the extension to August 27th.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, speak to it.
Well, he did. He said so we'd have it for the meeting, our meeting.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to say about the amendment to the amendment?
I'd like to speak a little bit.
Go ahead.
I think... if you're going to miss it, the reason why the 31st would work better, because if we have to call a special meeting, it gives us more options to have a special meeting. If it's on the 27th, that only gives next week to hold a special meeting. How to do it. If hopefully that date will stop. But if it's on the 31st, that gives us at least 2 weeks to try to hold it, which gives us more flexibility.